For receiving us, I want to express my gratitude to you because you have been very supportive of Colombia. The many times my country has needed you, you have been ready. You have been a very strong support for Plan Colombia, the successful strategy launched in the year 2000. That has been very effective for Colombia to reduce the production of drugs, the delivery of drugs to the United States, and all the criminality associated with illegal drugs. We have great admiration for the mayors. You are the closest leaders to the communities. Everyone in the community needs the mayor. Whenever any citizen has a need, he or she looks for the mayor. And you have to be available all the time. My admiration for you, the mayors of the United States, and the mayors of my country. And I want to congratulate you for this award to the best policies to fight carbon emissions. The two cities that have been awarded today have set a great example for all the towns in the worldwide. Congratulations to you at the conference for promoting these awards. Congratulations to Walmart for sponsoring this activity, and congratulations to the mayors of these two cities. Let me speak about Colombia, distinguished mayors. Colombia is a country of democratic institutions, of very solid democratic institutions. We have independent and autonomous justice administration. We have independent bodies to control all levels of government. We are a country of rule of law with equilibrium between participation and representation. I remember the literature about the founder fathers of the United States. The great debate, the illuminating debate about participation and representation. We are always taking into consideration these democratic rules, for we have created in Colombia a great equilibrium between participation and representation. Colombia is a country of a great level of public opinion participation, of civil society activity. I have read in the United States how every citizen wants to intervene in the debate in Congress about the new law for health care. Colombia shares the same values. Whenever our Congress has to consider one very important initiative, all our public opinion, all people intervene to feed this bill, to make it better. We can speak about all our democratic institutions, but let me highlight the most important, decentralization. Colombia has advanced a lot in decentralization. We admire your federal model in the United States. During more than 100 years, we discussed about the possibility for our people to directly elect the mayors. And finally, in the year 1988, we elected the first group of mayors. In that year, 1991, Colombia adopted a new constitution. The new constitution included the popular direct election of governors and many instruments for people participation. In Colombia, we have 32 provinces with their governors, 1,102 municipalities with their mayors. We have around 11,000 city councilors, nearly 600 state legislators. All are elected directly by the people. Our country has advanced in decentralization. For every $100 the public sector spends, the territorial authorities spend $51. The greatest number in public application of resources is made by territorial authorities. But I want to highlight other very important point. Decentralization is so ingrained in our political culture that nobody can challenge decentralization. To create what we call the basic national unity, governance in a country with violence, with unemployment, with poverty, with many problems, but with many possibilities, we think in one word, governance. For we govern in harmony and respect with all the mayors and governors, regardless their political origins. We have mayors and governors who were members of the terrorist groups in the past. They reinserted. They have been elected. And we do our best to govern in harmony with them, with respect for them. This is a necessary condition for a country such as Colombia to have unity, to have governance. Distinguished mayors, we consider that every government needs to have some principles and repeat these principles every day. The key word leading our government is confidence. How to build deeper confidence in Colombia. For we put confidence over three pillars. Security with democratic values, investment with social responsibility, and social cohesion. In security, the president of this conference, with generosity, has brought to you some of the numbers. We have made progress, but we need much more. You in the United States should know that we have all the determination to restore security completely in our country. The president of this conference, the numbers he has given us, I want not to repeat those numbers. I want to refer to some non-accounting results, intangible results, derived from this policy of democratic security. We have recovered two monopolies. The state should have never lost. The monopoly of the state to fight criminals and the monopoly of the state to administer justice. The word paramilitary was chosen in Colombia to name private criminal gangs created to fight guerrillas. Our government has dismantled paramilitaries in Colombia. Colombia has recovered the democratic monopoly for the state to fight any criminal. During our administration, we have seen the demobilization of more than 50,000 members of the terrorist groups. 14 of the ringleaders of the paramilitary organization, who, in appreciation of my government, did not comply with the rules of demobilization, are now in jails in the United States because we extradited them. To understand how difficult it is for the national government, with the help of your colleagues, the mayor of Colombia, to attend those who are demobilized and want truly to reinsert and to live under our constitution. In many regions of the country, the justice administration has been displaced and replaced. Ring leaders of the terrorist groups have usurped the activities, the rights of the judges. Now we have recovered the monopoly of the justice administration all over our territory. Before, victims did not claim for their rights because they were afraid or they considered that claiming for rights was useless. Today they are confident because of our policy. We have now in our registration list more than 220,000 victims, and in this month of June we are going to begin repairing them with a monetary component of reparation. We understand that it is impossible to give complete reparation, but any effort made by our country is a positive step in looking for true reconciliation. In the middle of our fiscal constraints, we are going to spend in the coming years more than $10 billion to give the victims the monetary component of the reparation. We still suffer displacement. My government is doing the best to stop displacement. We have reduced the amount of displaced year or of displaced internal displaced people year by year. But we are looking how we fulfill our goal to stop displacement. With the International Red Cross, we have agreed that this organization in the future will not only intervene with us in how we assist internal displaced people, but also that this organization knows in advance how we prepare our military operation against the terrorist groups, against the gangsters, against the narco-traffickers, for us to create liaisons of confidence with the people, with the rural communities, with the indigenous communities, for them to trust in our military operation and not to displace. In our administration, we have multiplied 10 times the budget to attend internal displaced people. Mayor Cicilline knew some years ago one letter I sent to my fellow country citizens when I was presidential candidate. I called this letter the Democratic Manifesto with 100 points. In the point number 27, I wrote, if we win, we are going to protect especially teachers, trade unions, journalists, and mayors. And why I wrote this commitment?
for one reason. Marxist guerrillas, by that times they were doctrinaire, and I was university student. They said that if Colombia accepted the popular election of mayors, they would come to terms with the government. But they didn't. Once we began to elect our mayors, guerrillas began to kill them. And later on, it came the paramilitary reaction, and paramilitary did the same. My inauguration was on August the 7th of the year 2002, Wednesday. The next morning, I went to two provinces, one near the Atlantic, the Caribbean, to launch our project on democratic security. But in the afternoon, I went to the south of the country, to other province, its name is Caquetá, to launch our project on the revolution of education. And I got very sad, because in the capital city of that province, I found all the mayors who were refugees because the terrorist groups had threatened them. Keep in mind, my friends, we have 1,102 municipalities. When our administration began, 400 mayors in my country could not stay in their cities because of the threat of the terrorist groups. Today, all the mayors are in their cities in Colombia, and we protect all of them with all our determination. We work for investment. We need investment. We have 46 million people. For us to overcome poverty, to create a social fabric with better income distribution, we need investment. This is is the main reason for us to ask for your help to get the approval of the free trade agreement. In these years, we have passed in our investment rate from 12 to 24, 28. This year, even in the middle of this economic crisis, our investment rate has been 25%. But we need social cohesion. Security and investment are not the ends, are the means. Security and investment in our chart create a framework for us to have the resources to advance in social cohesion. I know how important some issues are for you, the mayors, the leaders of your communities. Let me refer to some of these issues. In education, the Constitution of Colombia mandates that the national government, the central government, has to transfer year by year a specific amount of money to the cities. And the cities have the right to define how to channel this money, for instance, the percentage the Constitution assigned for education. We say that education is the only way to have democratic mobility, social mobility, and social mobility is an essential element in any democratic nation. We had 78 coverage in basic education. Now, in many cities, we have reached 100%. In medium education, we have passed from 57 to 80%. We had less than 1 million university students. Today we have near 1.6 million. the state agency for loans to university students before lent money to 60,000. Today, this institution has 300,000 borrowers, students. This is one of the institutions we have restructured. We have restructured 437 state agencies. We don't share the idea of dismantling the government, but we don't share the idea of letting the government to be controlled by poor power politics or by excesses in the bureaucrats. For us, the government has to serve the community. For we speak every day about communitarian government, a government with a high level of public opinion participation. In vocational training, Colombia is a leading country in the region. Employers pay 2 percentage points of the payroll to fund the state vocational training institution. Its name is National Service for Apprenticeship. This institution has passed from 1,100,000 employees in vocational training per year, and this year this institution trains in vocational jobs 6 million Colombians. Through internet, this institution teaches English as a second language for my fellow country citizens to 1 million students this year, free tariff. And this institution now plays a leading role to orient Colombians for the new jobs, because we understand that this economic crisis will bury many old jobs and that we have to be prepared to find the new jobs. In child nutrition, we have other state agencies funded to buy employers. This agency allocates 14 million meals every day to students and to children under 6. We have 2.6 million poor families in one project we call Families in Action, the poorest in the country. They receive a subsidy from the government to assure their children school attendance for all the cycle in education. We have advanced in microlending, one of the roots of social exclusion in my country is the lack of opportunities for the poorest people to have institutional loans. This year alone, as a tool in our economic anti-cyclical policy, we have to assign 1.5 million microloans for our poorest people to pass from the financial black market of usura to the institutional financial market. Colombia has 46 million people. 41 million now have health insurance. But we have some problems. We need better hospitals in some areas of the country. We still have two systems. One system for those in the formal sector and the other system for those in the informal sector. The system for the formal workers covers many more events. One challenge my country faces is to level the two systems in the coming years. Of course, when I, in my permanent talks with your colleagues, they say to me, Mr. President, we need much more money to attend our obligation of full coverage in health. In my meeting tomorrow in the south of the country, this will be one of the main discussions, how we get more money for governors and mayors for them to be able to pay their fee in our aim of full coverage in health. Colombia is a big country lacking infrastructure, but to build infrastructure is a great opportunity for us. I will invite all your corporations in your cities to participate in our new projects in infrastructure in Colombia. For instance, our capital city, the prosperous Bogota. In the big Bogota, we have 8 million people. 8 located 1,000 kilometers far away and 600 from the Pacific. We are in the process to build two good roads with two lanes to communicate Bogota with the two oceans. This is one example of the challenges in infrastructure we see, and we need your help. The poor people are not guilty of this economic crisis. Therefore, we cannot pass the bill to them. To protect the poorest is one of our main challenges in this economic crisis. For we have a specific target to protect the poorest during this economic international crisis. Distinguished mayors, the government of Colombia has completed its financing for this year, and we are in the process to fulfill our necessities of financing for the year 2010. My predecessors did a very good job in creating a good name for Colombia in the international financial community. Colombia has never defaulted, and my administration has improved the country because we have reduced the fiscal deficit and the public indebtedness. Colombia has paid all its obligation on time. I need to speak to you about illicit drugs. I have a new approach referring to our responsibility. Before, we divided the world into producers and consumers. Today, in every country, we face the threat of producing, trafficking, and consumption. 50 years ago, many analysts considered Colombia as a place for transit. Later on, we saw the first illegal plantations, and now we have 1 million consumers. Therefore, I invite you to go farther in our efforts, and we are ready in this alliance with you to fight drugs much more effectively. Last year, with the help of Plan Colombia, with the help of the United States, we sprayed 130,000 hectares of coca plantations, and we did in manual eradication 93,000 hectares. We have extradited, roughly speaking, 1,000 traffickers to the United States. We have a very robust legislation for confiscation of illicit wealth. We are cooperating with Mexico, with Guatemala, with Panama. Colombia is not only your ally to fight drugs in Colombia. Colombia is your ally to fight drugs all over the world. in the coming weeks, some people of our armed forces are going to Afghanistan to help in that country your troops to get rid of anti-personnel mines. At this moment, our Congress considers a project to amend the Constitution. We are going to make illegal the personal dose of illicit drugs. Today, the use of the personal dose brings impunity. With the illegality of the personal dose, we do not want that those who are sick go to jail. They have to go to rehabilitation programs. But those who use the personal dose to live in impunity, however they are, these distributors, tailors, with a new constitutional amendment, they have to go to jail. It is quite difficult, distinguished mayors, to win this battle. We are winning, but we have not won it yet. It is quite difficult to win this battle if we do not impose tighter restrictions on consumption. I ask to myself, I cannot understand why we extradite Colombians. We spray. We manually eradicate illicit drugs. There are many people with personal dose without any punishment. Therefore, we have to divide between those who are sick, that have to be rehabilitated, and those who use the personal dose as an excuse for them to make illegal money, for them to contaminate our community, and for them to live in impunity. I invite you to think how to move forward in restricting, in reducing, in eliminating consumption. I want to congratulate you for your efforts in environmental issues. We are working in the same way. Colombia has 51% of the territory is still in rainforest. Illicit drugs constitute the main enemy of our jungle. Colombia has seen the destruction of 2 million hectares of jungle because traffickers cut the jungle down and replaced the jungle for illicit drugs. I have said to university students, the worst enemy of our environment in Colombia is the production of illicit drugs. For we have created a program, its name is Forest Ranger Families. Under this project, we have reached agreements with 90,000 rural families. They have accepted to abandon illicit drugs to collectively keep some area free of illicit drugs, to supervise the forest recovery. And my government pays to every family $2,000 per year. The supervision of this project is made by the United Nations. We need to expand this project in our country. I was very pleased when I seen the effort made by the mayor of Denver with this mass transportation system. We are working in 9 main cities in the construction of mass transportation systems. And there are other 10 cities waiting for our money. The national government appropriates 70% of the cost of any mass transportation system. Ambassador Bloom, who is with us, was responsible in Congress to approve the most modern legislation in the country, in South America, regarding environmental issues. And we are very pleased to see how
the mayor who came here explained to us about the efforts he makes in his city to save money. Of course, we are doing the same. We are changing all the light bulbs in our country to install those of saving energy. But we have delays. For instance, we have problems with the pollution of our rivers, beginning with the river of our capital city, Bogota. I confess to you that we have many duties to fulfill in environmental issues, but we have all the determination. When you think in the free trade agreement, please, distinguished mayors, consider the economy of your region, or your city. Consider the economy of Colombia. Consider the long, loyal alliance between our two countries. Consider the environment. The main contribution of Colombia to the fight against the global warming is to preserve our jungle. And to preserve our jungle, for it, it is necessary to eliminate illegal drugs. And to eliminate illegal drugs, it is not enough with our fight. It is necessary to increase the rate of investment in Colombia. For it is necessary the free trade agreement between our two countries. My fellow Colombians said to me, Mr. President, now that you are going to have the opportunity to speak before the USA mayors, say to them that we feel positive envy because we see that Mexico, Peru, Chile, Central American countries have the free trade agreement with the United States and that we want to have the same possibilities. This is a message I bring to you from my fellow country citizens, distinguished mayors. Once you think in the free trade agreement, please consider our solid democratic institutions. I want to invite you to visit Colombia. We have been honored by the visits of many of you, but we want to see all of you in Colombia. And we want a permanent relationship between every one of the cities you represent here and every one of the cities of Colombia. I want to thank you for this great opportunity, and if you consider, Mr. Mayor, and you want to make any questions, to make any comments, I am ready.